From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran fired two more missiles Wednesday in apparent violation of a UN Security Council resolution. It followed similar tests on Tuesday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the actions underscore the importance of last year's international nuclear agreement with Tehran.
Unfortunately, Iran's insistence on developing a ballistic missile program outside of widely recognized international standards is a longstanding concern, not just of the United States, but of the international community. It is, in fact, one of the reasons that the United States led the way to develop, negotiate, and implement successfully a diplomatic agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran said the two missiles were inscribed with a message in Hebrew that, quote, Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. Israel's defense minister said it shows Iran's continued hostility toward the Jewish state, even after the January implementation of the nuclear pact. U.S. defense officials say an Islamic State operative captured by American Special Operations Forces is a key figure in the militant group's chemical weapons program in Iraq. Officials told VOA Wednesday that Islamic State fighters fired rockets loaded with mustard gas into the village Taza Kermatu, north of Baghdad, causing dozens of injuries among mostly Shia Muslim ethnic Turkmen residents. Three security guards were killed Wednesday in an attack by suspected Islamic State fighters at a checkpoint south of the Libyan city of Misrata. The checkpoint, about 140 kilometers from Sirte, a coastal city controlled by IS. The attack came a day after an airstrike on Sirte, said to have targeted IS positions. Meanwhile, the bodies of two Italian construction workers held in Libya since July were transported back to Rome on Wednesday. Two of their colleagues escaped captivity. This is VOA News.